Butterfly net. This is used to sample small flying insects. Sweep net. This is used for insects and some land vertebrates in long grasses or shaking from tree branches. Using the sweep net, the handle was held. The net is swept through the habitat to collect the insects into the net. Sampling collecting of organisms in aquatic habitat. Plankton net. This is used for collecting very small organisms that inhabit the surface of water. Long-handled net. This is used to collect surfaces, animals, and floating plants. Wicker trap. This is used with a bait to trap large aquatic animals. Capture mark release recapture method. This method is used in both aquatic and terrestrial habitat to sample fast-moving animals, examples, insects, fish, antelope, etc. In this method, select the habitat, select the animal to be sampled, capture the animals with equipment or a device such as bait, count the captured animals and mark them, record the value as first capture, release the animals into the same habitat. Wait for enough time for animals to mix randomly. Capture the animals the second time. Count the number of animals in the second catch. Record the value as second capture. Count the number of marked animals in the second capture. Record the value as recaptured. Population is determined by first capture times second capture over recapture. The value obtained from the formula is called the Lincoln Index. Limitation of this method. The animals may be killed in the process. Some animals, once caught, may be difficult to be caught again, as marking may impede their movement. There may be migration during the interval. There may be birth and death during the interval. Assumption of the method. It is assumed that the number of deaths occurring is equal to the number of birth given. It is assumed that there is no migration. It is assumed that the marking does not affect the movement of the animals. Marking does not increase chances of being detected by predators. It is also assumed that the larger the population, in the smaller the value of recapture to be expected. Biological control of pets. Biological control is the introduction of living organisms, which are natural enemies, to regulate the population of pests and disease or causing organisms. Examples of biological control of pests. 1. Ladybird is introduced into a plantation to feed and control the population of aphids. Predator fish such as tilapia or top minnow is introduced into gutters and barns to feed on mosquitoes' larvae. The bacterium is used to control butterfly larvae. Large toads are introduced into sugar cane plantation to feed some beetles attacking sugar cane. The viral disease of rabbits is introduced to control the rabbit population. Introducing fowls into cotton population to feed on cotton stain. Advantages of biological control over chemical control of pests. It does not damage the ecosystem. The pest cannot develop any resistance as compared with the use of chemicals. It is cheap. It is specific. Disadvantages of biological control over pests. Identify predators and parasites which are specific to the pest or pathogen to be controlled. The predator or parasite may itself become a pest. It is slow. It may take some time to achieve desired effect. It does not remove all the pests. Advantages of chemical control of pests. It is fast. The pest is completely eradicated. Disadvantages of pest control of pests. Disadvantages of chemical control of pests. It damages the ecosystem. Pests may develop resistance to chemicals after a while. It reduces the quality of the habitat. Other organisms may be affected. Predators of other pests may be affected. Ecological succession. Ecological succession is the establishment of series of plant communities in a particular habitat over a period of time, resulting in the establishment of climate community.
types of succession. Primary succession. It is the gradual colonization of one's communities in an uninhabited area until the climate community is established. Primary succession involves colonization of a surface lacking organic soil. Examples of primary succession: conversion of lake into a forest, conversion of sand dunes into a forest, conversion of glaciated surface into a forest, conversion of volcano surface into a forest, conversion of rock surface into a forest. Features of primary succession: it is a gradual process that occurs for several years and involves the three main types of communities, namely pioneer, transition, and climax communities. Pioneer community. It is the first organisms to occupy the bare surface. The pioneer community is made up of lichens and algae. The pioneer community modifies the quality of the environment, such as weathering, addition of humus, increasing moisture. As the quality of the environment is modified, more and larger species colonize the environment. These form another community called transition community. Transition community is the additional species in an ecological succession as the environment quality is modified. The transition community is started by mosses and ferns, which are succeeded by larger and more nutrient-demanding plants in the other grasses, shrubs to trees. The transition community has the following: more food webs, including both plants and animals. In other words, more biomass, more non-living organic matter, competition, diversity of organisms, however, decreases as climate community approach. Climax community is the final stable community in ecological succession. It is the less diverse and made up of grasses, shrubs and trees, depending on the soil and climax on the condition. Establishment of communities may be achieved by dispersal of the migration of animals from surrounding communities, competition, three communities in primary succession, the pioneer, transition commission, climate community. Differences between pioneer and climate community. Pioneer community, less favorable environments, but climate community, most favorable environment. There is unstable biomass. In pioneer community, there is low diversity. In climate community, there is diversity is high. In pioneer communities, there is low stable environmental conditions. In climax community, there is more stable environmental condition. Secondary succession. It is the redevelopment. Secondary succession. It is the redevelopment of a climax community after a disturbance such as farm fire has removed the existing community. Examples of secondary succession is redevelopment of a cleared forest, abandoned farm, vegetation destroyed by bushfire. Early colonizers have the following characteristics. They produce many and tiny seeds. They have wind-blown seeds. They develop rapidly, are tolerant of broad range of conditions, are not good competitors, and are gradually eliminated by better competitors. Three processes that may influence succession include: 1. Facilitation. When early colonizers improve conditions and make the environment better for better species to colonize. 2. Inhibition. When early colonizers make it more difficult for later species to colonize. 3. Tolerance. When early colonizers or species have no influence over colonization of later species. Factors that determine a climax community: 1. Changes in climax condition. 2. Adjustment in soil condition. 3. Human activities. 4. Previous C. Five landmarks. Six. Surrounding communities.
Differences between primary and secondary succession. In primary succession, elite colonizers are lichens and algaes. In secondary succession, elite colonizers are herbs and red blown seeds. In primary succession, there is much longer period, but then in secondary succession, there is shorter period. In primary succession, it starts on uninhabited ground, but in secondary succession, it starts on a previously inhabited ground. In primary succession, climax community cannot be predetermined by any previous climax, but in secondary succession, climax community may be predetermined by previous climax.
Natural resource. A natural resource is anything in nature that is useful to humankind. Examples is 1. Fisheries, 2. Vegetation, 3. Wildlife, 4. Water, 5. Soil, 6. Wind, 7. Farm crops, 8. Rocks, 9. Coal, 10. Minerals, 11. Crude oil, 12. Sun. Renewable and non-renewable natural resources. Renewable natural resources. These are mainly living things and their products, which once used can be replaced if properly managed. Examples of renewable natural resources are vegetation, fisheries, wildlife, farm crops, etc. Now, living things that are considered renewable are sun, water, wind, and soil, because it is not possible for them to be used up. Non-renewable natural resources. These are non-living things and products of things that were once alive, which once used cannot be replaced because it takes millions of years to form them. Examples of non-renewable natural resources are coal, crude oil, rocks, minerals. General importance of natural resources. General importance of natural resources. 1. Source of food. 2. Source of medicine. 3. Source of clothing materials. 4. Source of raw materials for housing and furniture. 5. Source of fuel. 6. Provides tourist attraction. 7. Source of income. 8. Provides raw materials. 9. For research. Environmental degradation. This is the deterioration of the quality of the environment by human activities, leading to the depletion of natural resources that can support plant and animal life. Sources of depletion of natural resources. Increasing human population. Pollution. Deforestation. Desertification. Indiscriminate hunting of wildlife, leading to extinction. Increased demand for minerals and fuel. Poor human farming practices. Desertification. It is the condition in which vegetation of an area is lost, leading to almost bare soil. Conservation of natural resources. Conservation is wise use, preservation, and renewing of natural resources to ensure continuity. Without conservation, man's natural resources will be depleted. Ways of conserving the resources. To preserve existing natural resources, to restore or replace vulnerable ones, to practice wise management of all resources, especially non-renewable ones. Problems hindering conservation. 1. Poor public education or awareness. 2. Subsistence farming methods such as burning of vegetation. 3. Use of wood for fuel. 4. Overgrazing and constant cropping. 5. Urbanization. This indiscriminate hunting for wildlife. Increasing population and inadequate land for farming. Poverty and poor funding. Methods to be adopted by authorities to ensure conservation of natural resources. 1. Recruit guards or gamekeepers. 2. Establish games or forest reserves. 3. Educate the public on conservation. 4. Encourage reforestation. 5. Ban use of chemicals or explosives for fishing. 6. Enforce conservation laws. 7. Ensure adequate funding. Examples of natural resources that can be conserved are water, soil, minerals, fisheries, vegetation, wildlife.